last summer, this defense subcontractor took some sensitive information home, either on a disk or put it on a personal laptop or something, that contained these diagrams for the Marine One fleet. When he put it on his home computer to look at it, that's when he got into trouble, and he apparently didn't know this was happening at all, but because he put it on a computer that already had file sharing on it, once you have that on a computer, if you put anything else on it, that sensitive material can go out and anybody can intercept it. Well, someone in Iran apparently was scoping for that kind of breach, picked it up, and pulled those diagrams out, and now these diagrams for cockpit systems and other things are in the hands of an unauthorized user in Iran. Now, the military assures us that these diagrams are not classified and don't compromise the security of the president's fleet. But there's one expert who we spoke with, David Berteau from the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says the real danger here is that they take this information and they put pieces of a puzzle together. You know, do they want to learn how to build similar helicopters? Do they want to ever maybe target the helicopter? Do they want to learn how to reverse engineer something and build something of their own with some capabilities that we have here? We don't know what they're going to use it for. We don't even know who the user in Iran is.
You know, you answered a question that we could not figure out here when we were talking about this on the air, and that is how this information got on a computer that had such file sharing on it, because most places aren't going to let you install that on your computer at work. This guy took it home, once again showing that the human link is often the weakest link when it comes to IT security.
That's right. They only found out that the Iranians, that somebody in Iran had it last week. They knew it had gotten out. This actually leaked out last summer. And the military has told us that they've done all the assessments and the vetting and the investigation of this, and that it's not classified information and it's not sensitive. But the military admits this should not have gone out on the internet.
Meanwhile, shifting gears to the F-18 fighter jet, a very serious story. It crashed into a neighborhood. It killed four people,
right,
and it hit some homes. But there was an option. He could have landed in the water. Explain to me what happened there.
Well, this pilot was clearly having some trouble with his engines. I think one of them had gone out, and there was one engine, and the other engine had problems. He only had a little bit of fuel remaining. He could have taken it to one of two places, the Miramar Air Station, which is inland further, or to the North Island Naval Air Station, which is near water. He chose to go to Miramar and fly over, you know, fairly heavily populated areas. He, according to investigators, was never directed to go elsewhere. He was offered the choice to go over water toward the North Island Naval Air Station. He declined that. He decided to try to put it, to go to Miramar, to actually try to land his plane. Couldn't do it, ditched it, and it hit this neighborhood to horrible, horrible, result. It killed four members of one man's family. Now some Marines are being punished. There are 13 Marines who have been punished. There have been four officers who have been relieved of duty because they essentially didn't overrule him. And the toughest part to hear in this, Amy, is when they kind of made a conclusion yesterday. Some investigators said this is an accident that really didn't have to happen.
And following up on military issues, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. We've been covering Don't Ask, Don't Tell since the Clinton administration.
That's
and
right.
Here it comes back again.
That's right. There's a congresswoman, a Democrat from California, Ellen Tauscher, who wants to finally repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, essentially to let gays openly serve in the military. President Obama has said he's for it. Polls show that most Americans are for repealing that and getting rid of it. Obama, to clarify, means he wants to get rid of it. The question is, is this the right time to do it? The White House is actually hinting that, yes, we're all for repealing this rule because it has essentially meant that a lot of good qualified people have been discharged from the military, linguists and others who they desperately need. But is now the time to do it? And the argument that analysts are telling us is that, you know, there are a lot of parallels to Bill Clinton here. You've got a young president who's new in office. He's got an economy to fix, and he gets dragged down by a cultural issue that kind of knocks him off message. That they're fearing that this might happen to Obama, like it happened to Clinton. Now, Clinton got kind of dragged into that controversy very early in his administration in 1993. He had a lot of economic problems to address. There are some who argue retrospectively that he really got knocked off message by Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and that this really is not the time to address this. And the White House is sending out subtle signals that, you know, let's get some other stuff done first. Let's come back to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but not right now.